Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, December 29th, 2010. Only a couple more days left in this year, and then the fireworks are going to happen, and then no more fireworks ever. You swine, you will not be allowed to handle anything that explodes here. And by the way, we're giving you a record-setting tax increase. At the same time, we take away explosives. Now, for those of you attempting to use the What Really Happened website, you can probably still see it and read from it, from the cash version, I think, maybe. Have you seen that credit card commercial where the guy answers the phone, goes, "This is Peggy, and I'm here to take care of," and I think that's who we have for customer support over at SiteGround. Because, you know, we've got this brand new server, and we were, you know, and it just seemed to be so slow, and I keep finding all these misconfiguration problems. And so this morning, I identified that in the SQL server, for those of you who understand technoid stuff, the SQL server, query caching was enabled, but the query cache was set to a size of zero, which means it wasn't working. So I notify SiteGround, Peggy, and I notice they're taking SQL up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And now it's completely screwed up, completely hosed, and they can't seem to fix it. We may have to back up a day and restore from the database or something. I don't know. All I know is it is amazing that the country that was formerly at the forefront of inventing the internet and networking and all of this stuff, and now we can't seem to make it work anymore. All the people who really know what they're doing have already left for greener shores, India, Asia, Taiwan, whatever. All we've got left here in this country are the Peggies. The Peggies are taking over the service management of these things. And all I can tell you is I'm very unhappy. If you know of a really good ISP over in Iceland, you know, let me know, because I'm ready to I'm ready to leave these people right now. I've had it with them. I should be charged. They should be paying me. I go in and find the problems with their system. The one I found today was a problem on all of their new servers. They'd done the same mistake on every single one of them. So, I don't know what they're doing. Anyway, getting back to some important things. The breaking news today, I put it up on the website, dozens of puppies die in a kennel fire in Puppy Paradise in North Carolina. And the reason I put that up there is because at the same time, Israel demolished 5 homes and 4 complete animal shelters in East Jerusalem. Plus, they've been shooting kids for scrounging building materials. And this does not get reported on the American media. But the puppies that die in North Carolina, that's the big breaking news, you know, along with, you know, Obama being here in Hawaii and all the rest of that. So that's the focus of the news. All right, Manny is in the control room. And yes, if I sound upset, I am. I'm very angry right now, and I promise not to take it out on our callers to the show. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. And of course, in the second half of this hour, my lovely wife, Claire, and co-poster, when the website is working, Claire, will be joining us to talk about the Trans-Afghanistan Pipeline. This is an aspect of this whole war in Pakistan and Afghanistan and all these other places that is basically being ignored by the American media. Now, the foreign media, they're talking about it. They understand this was a major part of the motivation for the United States to invade Afghanistan and take it away from the Taliban so they could have a cheap pipeline right away. And the pipeline is proceeding, and construction is expected to be completed about 2014, which, through an amazing coincidence, is when we're now being told our troops will have to stay on the ground with all that oil and opium and everything before they're allowed to come home. So Claire will be coming in at the bottom half of the hour to talk about that. All right, we're coming down here to the end of this intro segment. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the snow, the weather, the climate gate, how hard the carbon Nazis are trying to push this, you know, cold equals warming thing, or warming equals cold, or whatever. And now we're beginning to understand why they're pushing so hard. So we're going to take a break here for some commercials from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the snow all over the place. We'll be right back.
Estrogen. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm noticing in the chat room, people are talking about my goatee. You know, do I ever shave it off or anything like that? And then I have from time to time, and I got a really ugly chin. What can I tell you? Might reveal his true identity. Yes, my name is Clark Kent. During the break, I'm in chat mode with Peggy over at SiteGround, who insists that they can't see that there's a problem. And I write back and say, yeah, there is. And basically, my position at this point is the new server that they have sold us for a huge amount of money and monthly fees was broken on delivery, and they got to fix it. They got to make it work. We have to take care of our readers and our members, and it's hard enough fighting for truth and justice and what we used to call the American way with running equipment, but it does seem that the infrastructure in this country is just crumbling. And there's nobody left that really understands how to make it work. They've all skedaddled for greener shores. Green in the sense of money. We're a dying empire. We're witnessing the fall of the American empire. And I know all the self-described gods and leaders in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street, as long as they're able to buy themselves, you know, $800,000 cars and $100,000 watches, they think everything is fine. But when you lose the people who actually know how to make things and to make those things work and keep them working, when they are being dismissed and driven away, your society is on the verge of collapse. Society does not depend on good presidents. It depends on good plumbers. All righty. Now, moving right along. Speaking of good plumbers and infrastructure, basically, New York City is now saying that this is the heaviest snowstorm they've seen in 60 years. So even for people like me with a lot of gray hair, this is the heaviest snow in New York in our lifetime. It's the fifth largest ever in the history of the city, and we're talking about going back 200 years. Hundreds of snow records are being set all across the country. Tragically, down in New Orleans, remember what I said before about the lack of preparation, because everybody was told snow was a thing of the past, winter's going away, and all the local government said, well, thank goodness, we can balance our crashing budgets here. We don't have to buy snow plows, we don't have to buy road grit, we don't have to buy as much heating oil, because it's going to be a warm winter, you know, and Al Gore's promising us that, and he wouldn't lie to us, would he? And now everybody's caught off guard. And I said, you know, we've already had a couple of dozen people freeze to death in Santa Barbara, California. How do you freeze to death in California? But it's already happened, and I pointed out, you know, this whole climate gate situation, it's no longer just about political corruption and carbon taxes and preserving of academic and media credibility. People are dying out there because nobody prepared for this harsh winter, because all we've been hearing from the corporate media is warm, 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 no more snow, going to be mild winter. The UK Met Office, which is, by the way, run by one of the major, you know, global warming activists, October, the UK Met Office said, going to be a mild winter. Don't worry about it. And so the tire stores didn't order enough tires, and they're out already. They're already out. And nobody has enough supplies. Countries all across Europe, they've already spent all their winter contingency funds. They're having to go out and loot other parts of their budget just to keep things open and running. Over in Sweden, they're literally taking old locomotives out of museums to put them into service to try and keep the tracks cleared up and everything. So down in New Orleans, like, those poor people have not suffered enough from government neglect. Oh, we'll worry about the flood control after the war is over. Boom, Katrina comes in. There was a fire in an abandoned building that killed 8 people. Some of them are thought to have been teenagers, homeless people. And they're freezing to death, and they tried to set a fire to keep themselves warm, and the building caught on fire, and they burned down, and they died. We are in this classic situation I was telling you about just last week. All the people who have been made homeless by Wall Street's criminal mortgage-backed securities fraud are now freezing to death in this harsh winter that Al Gore and his carbon tax, carbon credit criminals said was not going to happen. Everybody who supported the Wall Street home grab, everybody who supported Al Gore's carbon Nazis, have blood on their hands. We're talking the death of dozens of people, maybe hundreds. We won't know the ultimate body count of this miscalculation, this misinformation, this misprediction of this winter until we have the spring thaw. We might not even find all of the frozen dead homeless until the ice melts in the springtime. I mean, over in Moscow, the airport is so far behind on flights, they've had riots. The police have had to come in and calm the passengers down. It's just completely insane. Nobody was ready for this winter because we have been propagandized for 10 years. Warmer, 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 warmer. Pay no attention to these last two cold winters. That's just weather. That's not climate. It's an anomaly. Trust us. It's getting warmer. And boom, third one in a row. And people are dying. And the cities and airports and counties are not prepared. They were told not to bother. And they're still out there trying to push this. Oh, well, you know, the global warming causes colder weather. You told us it was going to get warmer. Well, yeah, but it's still global warming. You know, if there's less snow, proves global warming. More snow proves global warming. Okay, my dog just died. Well, that's global warming, too. No matter what happens, it supports their agenda, because their agenda is grabbing your money. We're going to talk about that in a little bit here. Meanwhile, speaking of money, and it is all about money, because all of this carbon dioxide and hysteria, you know, India went on a tree planting campaign which everybody loves trees. Trees are cool. They literally do cool things because they're absorbing sunlight and carbon dioxide, and they're photosynthesizing and producing food and oxygen, and it's a really good solution. But Al Gore doesn't want that. He wants carbon taxes, and he wants carbon credits, and he wants a brokerage, and he wants to be the world's first carbon billionaire. Over in Europe, they have arrested over 100 people in a massive carbon trading fraud. Remember, they've already got cap and credit over in Europe. It's making Al Gore and his buddies rich beyond dreams of avarice. And it's fraught with fraud. And by the way, nobody has shown anywhere where it's had any kind of a positive impact on the environment. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit here. So they've arrested 100 people, over 100 people in Norway, Switzerland, Belgium, Czech Republic, Denmark, Latvia, the Netherlands, Slovak Republic, and Portugal, as well as an unnamed country in the Middle East. Which sort of tells you who it is, because if it was like Iran or Iraq or Lebanon, they just name it right there. I mean, they're scamming everything. Huge scam in Italy with the value-added tax fraud carbon emissions trading scheme. And they're still out there screaming, global warming, global warming. Meanwhile, up in Ireland, 40,000 people are without drinking water because the water pipes have burst from the freezing, from the cold. They're down in the ground, and it is so cold, the cold has gotten down into the ground and frozen the water pipes, and they've shattered. Over in Great Britain, British Gas is reporting they've had over 100,000 calls to fix broken boilers, because the heating boilers, if they get too cold, too much cold coming from the outside, they start having problems. They're starting to fail over there. They're not prepared. They're not prepared because everybody was told it's going to be getting warmer. Now, over here in Hawaii, they're announcing, it's on the news today, that Obama has declared his intention to push the global warming policy. He's still out there pushing this. Now, the GOP is standing up and saying, we're going to fight back on that, and that's all well and good for the GOP, and more power to them, and I will help them do it. But he's out there pushing the global warming agenda while people are freezing to death all around the world. And why is he doing that? Because it's the money. The U.S. federal government, which is going to hit all of you with the biggest single tax increase in American history on January 1. It's not enough. It's not enough. They're spending money hand over fist to keep the Wall Street CEOs out of prison, and it's not enough. And if they can't figure out a way to swindle you out of more money in a carbon tax, the federal government's going to collapse. It's going to collapse anyway. The big question is whether you're going to go broke in the process or just going to stand up and say, no, enough. It's good money after bad. This giving more money to this government is like giving a bottle of scotch and the keys to the family cars to a bunch of drunken teenage boys. You're not going to get a good result. So Obama has announced he's going to come out there and push for the carbon tax to fight global warming on a planet that is currently freezing to death. And they're wagging around his birth certificate as a distraction because they don't want people paying attention to the fact that he's getting ready to just take that carbon tax and he's going to shove it up your nose. Now, interesting little story here before we go to the break real quick. Remember what I said about all of these carbon credit projects not really working? It's just about the money. Okay, over in Great Britain, under stimulus and tax credit and carbon credit, all that other stuff, they've built over 3,000 wind turbines. Oh, it's renewable. We've got renewable energy in Great Britain. Those 3,000 high-tech wind turbines that cost so much money and so much in carbon credits are actually contributing 1.6% of Great Britain's electricity. Not counting all the electricity they're having to pour into the turbines to keep them from freezing. Okay, and there you are again. Oh, we don't need to worry about winterizing and cold-proofing the wind turbines. It's getting warmer, global warming. Well, guess what? Hard winter, and the turbines are starting to lock up from the cold. So now they've got to put electric heaters on them. And the electric heaters are using more electricity than the turbines are producing. This is how this is all about money and politics, and nobody's really thinking this stuff through. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just talking about this idea, this whole carbonazi global warming, we'll save the world as long as you'll pay for it, snake oil, has just been hallmarked by one completely bogus scheme after the other that is just not thought all the way through. This wind turbine is a classic example. They set up the wind turbines, they get a tiny contribution of energy and say, oh good, give us taxpayer money for carbon credits. And then you get into the winter and they're having to spend more electricity to keep these things from freezing than they're actually getting back from it. We already talked about the whole ethanol situation. I mean, the new cars are made to deal with ethanol. But when they first introduced it, it was destroying the fuel system on cars. And it turned out not to be carbon neutral. And it was certainly much more expensive. Yes, we're going to sell you a very expensive substance that doesn't actually do anything, but it is environmentally approved. We actually have an insect product. That we got the other day because we got a huge fly and bug problem around here. And it, you know, on the box, environmentally approved, safe for the environment, safe for Mother Earth, certainly safe for the bugs because it hasn't killed one yet. It's been 3 days. I mean, that's it. The United States of crud. You know, we're going to sell you a bunch of stuff that's very expensive and doesn't do anything at all, but it's environmentally safe and Al Gore approved and regulatory compliantly. Now, another good one is, and I actually predicted this was going to be the case. state governments, local governments, city governments all over America were encouraged to start installing these LED array traffic lights on the idea that you're not going to have to send your work crews out to replace bulbs as often, and they're energy efficient, and they're high-tech and hip, and they're hideously expensive for that first purchase. But and cities went into debt to get these things because the government said, yeah, you got to have these things, and they're really going to be wonderful. Now it's winter, and everybody is realizing a very important fact. With the old tungsten light bulb traffic lights, those light bulbs kept the traffic lights free of snow and ice so they could be seen by the drivers. Now we've got these LEDs that are freezing over, the snow sticks to them, and the traffic lights are all obliterated in all these storms, which are contributing to more accidents. So now the work crews are going out again to install electric heaters on these traffic lights, which are going to draw more electricity than the old original tungsten traffic light systems. Do you see how it works? It's all about selling things and making money, and nobody is thinking these harebrained ideas all the way through. It's just the TV says it's getting warming. Everybody says, yes, it must be getting warmer. And they're not prepared for what's going on. Okay. So, all right. We're going to take one call real quick before Claire joins us. Ryan in Indiana. Aloha, Ryan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I know you're a real good researcher, and you're familiar with Shlomo Sand and Arthur Koestler's work about, you know, the subject of the Ashkenazi people.
You mean the 13th tribe, the coming from the Khazaria? Yeah. What about it?
Okay. Well, there's, you know, it's highly criticized, this idea, even though there's a lot of very good research about it. And did you read about that Newsweek article over the summer about the DNA of Abraham's children? They totally tried to discredit that whole notion.
Yeah, which is kind of amazing. I'm sort of wondering how the heck they got Abraham's DNA to begin with. But, you know, every time, yeah, Israel has come out with a lot of these articles about saying, oh, we have DNA evidence that absolutely proves that we are the descendants of the biblical Hebrews, and yet, and I guess it's a bad habit they picked up from the global warming scientists. They never want to show the raw data or the process by which they got there. And, you know, for me, because I used to have this argument with my first wife, Broadzilla, all the time. She was Ashkenazi, and I kept saying, look at your skin tone. You are not descended from Middle Eastern people. You got pale white skin. You're Central Asian. And she'd go, oh, no, we're Hebrews, but we got lighter because, and then she'd come up with, you know, with all kinds of nonsense crap. You know, the problem is the present day Ashkenazi have drunk the Kool-Aid. They have been told for generation after generation that are descendants of the biblical Hebrews, and no amount of science is going to change your mind. Just like all these people running around shouting about global warming, and they've now invested their own self-image in this myth, doesn't matter how much science there is or how badly they get frostbitten, it's warmer. You know, global warming creates colder weather. They're so desperate to cling to their beliefs. And that's why I think belief in general, you know, is something we have to get out of our society. Because
I totally agree.
Yeah, we are enslaved by beliefs from our childhood. We're bribed from childhood to let belief control us. You know, believe in the fat elf at the North Pole, you get a bicycle. Believe in the bunny, you get candy. Don't think, don't reason, don't use your own senses. Don't figure it out that Santa Claus couldn't possibly exist. Just believe and you will be rewarded. And we grow up allowing beliefs to override our logic and common sense and perceptions. And that enslaves us to the people who are culturally in charge of those beliefs. The priests who are out there molesting little kiddies and getting away with it because nobody can believe that the clergy would do that to children. When, you know, a government that is bleeding us dry for Wall Street because nobody would believe that our government would do this. And it's all because of beliefs, and we've got to get rid of those. And Ryan, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Got to let you go. Claire will be joining us after the next commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, you can see behind me in the world's smallest radio booth here, my lovely wife, Claire, co-poster when the website is running. And Claire wanted to join us today basically to talk about an aspect of the conflict in Afghanistan that it's being overlooked by the corporate media. Now, we talked about this back in 2001, 2002, when they were just starting to go in Afghanistan, and wrote an article, which I relinked to whatreallyhappened.com yesterday, called It's All About the Oil, and referred to an entry in the 1998 Congressional Record, where a consortium of oil companies went before Congress and literally said that we're not going to, you know, we want to build this pipeline to get oil and gas from Central Asia down to a tanker terminal on the Indian Ocean. And those gosh darn Taliban in Afghanistan won't give us the pipeline right of way for the price we want to pay. They actually want to charge us fair market value. How dare they do that? Don't they understand we're the oil companies? We're above fair market value. And we will not get our oil and gas to market, meaning to the United States, until there's a change of government in Afghanistan. And one of the members of this oil company consortium before Congress in 1998 was Hamid Karzai, who is now the installed president of Afghanistan. So shortly after the invasion of Afghanistan, the pipeline started being built. Now it looks like it's got scheduled completion for, what is it, 2014?
Yes. Yes, and, absolutely.
And so fill us in on about this treaty and what's going on and why this is important for Americans to understand, even though the corporate media isn't reporting it.
Thank you, Mike, and good morning and aloha, America. I'd like to begin with a little prologue of something that Mike and I noticed yesterday when we were doing some window shopping at our local mall. As many other large shopping centers do, this one had several jewelry stores. But I noticed, and it was very interesting, an unexpectedly large number of young men in military haircut with the women they cherished and wanted to live with for the rest of their lives, picking out engagement rings. And my first thought was, how sweet. And my second thought was, how many of these kids are going to be in the next rotation into Afghanistan? And I sure hope that all of them make it out alive, but I understand statistically that's probably not going to happen.
No, it's just not going to happen.
And so there is something that I want everyone to be aware of, and please share this information, particularly if you have family or friends who are now deploying to Afghanistan. And as reported in the Army Times on the 22nd of this month, we've got another 25,000 more troops being deployed into Afghanistan in a one-year rotation. Now, about 18,000 of these are just in rotation, but another 7,000 new troops are being deployed for at least 1 year. Now, back in November of this year, Secretary of Defense Gates made an announcement in Melbourne, Australia, that U.S. troops would be in Afghanistan until at least 2014. And I was thinking, you know, weren't we originally assured that our troops would start to be leave Afghanistan as of 2011? And I did a little bit of research, and I think I've got some answers as to why the goalposts on Afghanistan keep getting moved further and further into the future. And I'm going to share with you one of the most important stories about Afghanistan that you may not have heard. On December 11th, a deal was signed and inked between Turkmenistan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and India to move forward to having the, it's either called the Trans-Afghanistan Pipeline or the Turkmenistan-Afghanistan-Pakistan Pipeline, TAP for short. This is going to move forward. It's a big deal. It's going to be a 2,200-kilometer gas pipeline to be completed within 3 years. Two oil refineries and four thermal powerhouses with a capacity of 1,000 megawatts will also be established under this project. And it is backed by the Asian Development Bank, and it's going to be bringing about 3.2 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day from Turkmenistan to Multan in central Pakistan and the Indian town of Fazilka. That's where it's supposed to terminate.
Okay. Well, basically what it is, this is a completion of the pipeline that was being requested, proposed by the oil company consortium back in 1998. And this is basically, this is a major reason our young people are dying in Afghanistan right now. We've already documented how there's a tremendous amount of opium that is coming out of Afghanistan to not only to the United States of America, but to Russia. Mm-hmm. And what most people don't understand, they talk about, oh, bad drugs. The Taliban had all but eradicated all opium production in Afghanistan. If you were caught with an opium poppy, they'd cut your head right off. It may seem very draconian, but it is a drug policy that worked. If you, the goal is to not have a drug problem, you start killing the drug producers and drug dealers, and the problem is going to go away.
So the U.S. involvement in terms of the invasion and occupation of Afghanistan, nothing to do with 9/11, folks. Forget about it, in the immortal words of Tony Soprano. Nothing to do with, quote-unquote, bringing democracy to the people of Afghanistan. Because if Hamid Karzai is any representation of democracy, quote-unquote, I have just turned into a frog. Seriously, not at all the reason. It's all about what potentially this could bring. And I was thinking, this is a big deal. But did you hear anything in corporate American news about it? And I even did a web search with ABC, CBS, NBC, the normal usual suspects. Either they couldn't find anything in the search engine, or they would throw a lot of articles at you that have absolutely no relevance to this particular project.
And if I could insert in here, I also did my own search, and you can find all kinds of information about the Trans-Afghanistan Pipeline Project in the foreign press.
Yeah.
It's everywhere else, but here in the United States, it's not being mentioned because they're terrified that the American people are going to realize that the invasion of Afghanistan was about oil, which we've been saying all along, and as a side effect, also about the opium. And it had nothing to do with 9/11. The plan to invade Afghanistan existed before 9/11. We've documented this. In the spring of 2001, the United States told other countries, we're going to invade Afghanistan in October of 2001. It was in BBC, it was in Jane's Defense, it was reported all over the place. Here in the United States of America, the TV networks and the corporate media were just completely full of Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. It was all Condit all the time, and that's what America was being shown, so that you weren't paying attention to the fact that the U.S. government had already announced that they were going to invade Afghanistan. And then 9/11 happened exactly when the U.S. government needed it to enrage the American people to support an attack on Afghanistan. And then later, Iraq. And they're still trying to whip up 9/11 hate to get people to go into Iran and Korea and who knows where all else.
And on September 12th, Wahidullah Sharani, Afghanistan's Minister of Mines and Industries, confirmed that Afghanistan will deploy about 7,000 troops to secure a major transnational pipeline stated to run through some of the most dangerous parts of the war-torn company. So the bottom line here is that the Pentagon and NATO are training Afghan troops for their part to ensure that the pipeline runs without any impediment. Now, if this training is about as good as the training has been for the Afghan soldiers, guess who it's going to be winding up guarding those construction sites? It's not going to be the Afghanis, folks. It's going to be our young men and women in uniform and those of NATO.
Yes, join the U.S. Army, guard an oil pipeline. There you are.
And so there you have it. I mean, and you have to wonder, if this thing gets pulled off, it's going to mean a lot of money for a lot of people. And unlike the president, who does have to put his financial or her financial situation into a blind trust, none of the rest of the administration or Congress have to do any of that. Not a bit.
And we also know, going back to the Clinton administration, that presidents have a very bad habit of evading that trust. You know, hey, it's the president. We can't say he's lying and cheating the American people. And yet, that's definitely what's going on. And usually there's a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, where, yeah, we can't pay you to do anything while you're the president, but if you treat us well while you're the president, as soon as you're no longer the president, all kinds of good things are going to happen to you.
Oh, absolutely. But I think the question that I and we need to ask of ourselves and of this government is the potential for private financial gain the highest and best use of the assignment of our U.S. military?
Has there ever really been another reason other than money and wealth and finance behind any war? All wars are economic. You know, citing religion and patriotism and the rest of it, that's just the sales pitch to the people who have to bleed to death for all of this. But all wars are economic, including the American Revolution. We wanted to get rid of the Bank of England's monetary system. And then the Bank of England came back and said, you're not going to do that, and attacked us in 1812. It's always about the money. It's always about enslaving people to banking systems or enslaving them to debt.
And the other thing that I think Americans really need to understand, what we are doing in terms of the occupation of Afghanistan is not making one single American any more safe than the day before the invasion.
Quite the contrary.
It is creating a desire to get to America and Americans any which way people can, and the Afghani people want their country back.
You know, these people in the other parts of the world, they do not hate us for our freedoms. Everybody loves to be free. The only people who hate freedoms are politicians, leaders, the clergy, You know, people who make their living enslaving others, they hate freedom. People don't hate freedom. Everybody wants to be free. Okay? They hate us because when they see their wives and husbands and brothers and sisters and children blown to bloody bits before their very eyes,
yes,
and they see Made in USA stamped on the shrapnel, that is why they hate America.
So it appears to me, in looking at this situation, kind of stepping back and looking at Afghanistan, we are there basically for two reasons. One is the private potential profit from the installation of the TAP pipeline. And the second has to do with the drug profits from the opium. And I'd like everyone to remember, in terms of our dear Secretary of Defense Gates, this is the guy who was the head of the CIA during the Iran-Contra. And when he was pressed to tell Congress about what he knew and when he knew it, he gave an answer that most Americans would not be allowed to give. And that answer was he didn't remember when he first knew. So Bush and Obama both have someone in Gates who knows where the bodies are buried, sometimes literally with his former...
And how they got to be
buried. Yeah, and how they got there. And so it was a very normal choice to choose this man during this period of time when we're looking at millions in illegal drug sales, if not billions in illegal drugs sales. And as a matter of fact, Russia has complained very loudly about this because where a lot of this opium is getting is into areas of Russia. And talk about destabilizing a country without firing a shot, getting their kids hooked on this terrible stuff. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Well, you know, it's rather interesting because when the CIA was bringing heroin back into the United States from Vietnam, they deliberately targeted the black neighborhoods to keep the blacks' population subordinate to the white. Same thing during Iran-Contra when the cocaine was coming in. Freeway Ricky Ross in Los Angeles, I actually met him because of Broadzilla many years ago, and he said, yeah, I work for the CIA, and the CIA said, put the crack into the black neighborhoods because that keeps the blacks economically and politically subordinate to the whites.
Now, I remember because I attended years ago Cal State Dominguez Hills, which was in a very integrated neighborhood, and the African-American kids and the Hispanic kids, we were all on the same page. We wanted an education to be able to get the good jobs and the good life, which was essentially the American dream and American promise. But I remember that their children and their grandchildren got heavily affected, and there were some families who I knew after graduation. I mean, those families were devastated by what the drugs were doing to those children.
Oh, you can definitely destroy a country with drugs. That's what happened to China. It's what led to the Boxer Rebellion. British importers were buying opium here in the United States. It was legal at the time. It was called politely the China trade, and fought a war against China. Britain fought a war against China for Britain's right to sell opium to the Chinese people, which is where you get that whole image of the opium den and all of that tremendous, tremendous economic hardship that went with it. And the backlash from that is what triggered the Boxer Rebellion and ultimately led to the downfall of the imperial government, and the arrival of communism was directly attributable to the destruction of imperial China through the sales of opium. And now they're trying to do it in Russia. They're doing it here in the United States of America. It's all about money. It's all about control. And it's an ugly situation. But getting back to the story about the pipeline before we at the end of this segment here, you know, you're being told that your children are being blown to bloody bits for some noble purpose. We're going to get the terrorists, or we're bringing democracy, or we're nation building, or we're bringing cookies and candy to those Afghani children or something. But it's not true.
It's all a lie.
Your children are dying to make rich people richer.
Absolutely.
To grab the oil resources of Iraq and Iran, to force a pipeline through Afghanistan when they didn't want to have one there, to grab the opium for the American opium traffic, and it goes on and on and on. It's all about grabbing resources. Now it's oil. Soon it'll be fresh water. Israel is getting ready to reinvade Lebanon. They want that Litani River. Anything that's in short supply that nobody wants to pay for, they invade and conquer for it. If it's cheaper to invade and declare war, that's the way they're going to go. It's all about the numbers. And the lives that are involved, really, it's not a factor other than a number on a spreadsheet.
Yes, the people who wind up getting killed or maimed for life, they're just expendable. And no member of the U.S. military should ever be expendable in the name of money. I'm sorry. No. To defend this country, absolutely. You know, I'm the very proud daughter of a World War II veteran who enlisted disabled because he felt he was on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mike, as you and I have spoken about many times, had he lived, he would have been, even if he was in a wheelchair with oxygen, when those protests against the upcoming war against Iraq were going here, he would have said, Claire, give me my military pins and wheel me in there.
Yes, he would have.
He would have.
A lot of Vietnam, a lot of World War II veterans are the same thing. They fought wars for this country. They understand the present wars are not noble, do not serve a valid, legitimate purpose worth sacrificing the lives of our fellow Americans for. All right. Well, Claire, thank you very much for joining with us today. We're coming up here on another break.
Okay.
And we should be hearing some music. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with more news today. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Our skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down. Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of hour number one before we lose our WWC, our shortwave radio audience. And we're going to go right to the phones. Karen Tostado. Aloha, Nui Nui Nui. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael and Claire. I just want to say thank you so much for all that you do, and what a great expose there on the real reasons behind why we fight, unfortunately. And that's what United We Strike is about, too, and TaxFree15.com is thinking for yourself and understanding that our children and our families are worth more than profit for some multi-billionaire who just wants to take more. And I wanted to tell you, too, that I'm going to be hosting tonight for Rick Adams on RBN from 7 to 9 with some of my United We Strike buddies, and that I would like for people this next year to think about becoming a hero of their own lives. You know, we all have it in us, and when we do that, then we won't be able to put up with the villains who right now are holding us captive.
Well, they're holding us captive only because we let it be. We've been raised from our childhood to believe that our leaders deserve to be our leaders. And if you really think about it, we are as deluded about the real nature of our society as the medieval serfs were, who believed that the kings were supposed to be treating them that way because of divine right. We're in a slightly different model. We believe that we're supposed to do what the government says simply because they are occupying the city of Washington, D.C. And yet we know intellectually we have massive election fraud. We have political corruption. We have the corporate media selling us candidates the same way it sells us shaving creams and cars and fast food. And it's all about salesmanship. And ultimately, we need to understand that our government is supposed to be working for the people, for the country as a whole, not a select clique of Wall Street insiders. And clearly, they are not doing that. And at some point, we all need to regain our willingness and our freedom to say no, because there is no freedom without the freedom to say no. And that's what we need to learn. We need to become a United States that can say no. We need to become Americans who can say no, because until we say no, they're going to go on taking from us. They have no choice. They have borrowed themselves into this huge, huge hole of debt. We're now finding out that the deficit this last year may have been over $2 trillion, and they're trying to hide that from us with bookkeeping tricks. And we need to say no.
Do, and we need to think for ourselves, because we are from even before we were born, we have been trained to give away our power, to give away our ability to think, and propagandized into believing words like nationalism and patriotism are all dependent upon our obeying the system and not thinking for ourselves. But now with so many of us facing financial difficulties, with, you know, it's very sad to hear about thinking of all these soldiers who signed up and are believing that they're defending their country, instead of, as Henry Kissinger said, you know, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And that's what people need to know when they think about sending their children off to war.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. This is all about, you know, the people, the problem with political power, it attracts the very kind of people who should not have it. And as a result, we have people in politics who are able to lie with a straight face because they're sociopaths, and they don't care about other people. They care about money. And even today, when you hear about people who are freezing to death in the United States of America or burning up in a fire and starving to death, and the government won't do a thing about it because they got to take care of Wall Street. Karen, got to let you go. Got to do a station ID. We'll be right back.